السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Zulqa'dah, 1445 in South Africa, Southern Africa, and in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, and most parts of the world. Today is the 21st of Zulqa'dah, 1445. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verses 4 to verse number 7. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is granting tasalli, pacifying, granting solace to the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and states, chapter 35, verse 4. Chapter 35 and verse 4. وَإِي يُكَذِّبُوكَ. And if they reject you, Ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these mushrikeen and idol worshippers and people to come in future, they reject your message. So remember, it is nothing new. فَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُولٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. So indeed, they rejected the messengers before you, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You were, you are, you always will be the last and prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, as Almighty Allah has taught us. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam is the final and last messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 33 and verse number 40. So if the people reject you as a messenger or your message, you must continue with the message and mission. Don't worry and bother about them. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Our message is just to convey the message. That is our brief, our responsibility. We make dua for them and cry to Allah, give them hidayat and grant them guidance. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَبُ الْأُمُورُ. And everybody, all matters will return to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Whatever happens in the White House or in the Red Square or wherever, so everything goes back to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sooner or later, and everything will be exposed, and Almighty Allah, once He humiliates people. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. And once He, Almighty Allah, humiliates, disgraces a person, people, organizations, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ, there's none to give them honor. Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, O humankind, not only Muslims, O people, or the entire human race. إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Verily, the promises of Almighty Allah, the truth. Almighty Allah states, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَاءَ. Allah has made business permissible and interest haram. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ Almighty Allah will erase and wipe out riba, interest, usury, sud, viage, and Allah will let the charity increase. So we must believe in it from the inner recesses of our heart, not just pay lip service to it. And you human beings, remember that that is the best for you, even if you are a non-Muslim. Inna wa'ada Allahi haqq, verily the promises of Almighty Allah the truth. Fala taghurrannakum al-hayatu ad-dunya, do not get deceived with the glitter glamour of this worldly life. How long these kings and presidents and prime ministers and crown prince and clown prince will last? 5 years, 10 years, 20, 40, 50, and then they dead and thrown to the scraps of history. Min al qusur ila al qubur. From their palaces they gone straight to their graves and nobody bothers about them. They sent to Jahannam and into hellfire, majority of them. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ And don't be deceived by the chief deceiver. Who is the chief deceiver? Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan. How he tried to deceive Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Adam and Eve and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. So he will try day and night. He has got agents. Shayateen al-insi wal-jinni yuhi ba'aduhum ila ba'din zukhruf al-qawli ghurura. You will get Satan in the form of jinnat and the invisible creation created from smokeless fire and from the human beings as well. And they will give wonderful speech, especially before elections. 99% of the time lying, remember. That Almighty Allah has warned us about these crooked people, whether they are Muslim or whether they are non-Muslim. And if you want a reference of that, chapter 6, Surah An'am, and verse 112. So there Almighty Allah has warned us, Shaitan, Satan, Lucifer has his agents and comrades and cronies. Story time quickly. So there's a cartoon. One monkey asks the other monkey. Do all stories start with once upon a time? So the other monkey said, no, that it doesn't start with always once upon a time. Election time, it goes like that. That if I'm elected, I promise you this. Trump the donkey says, if I am elected, then I will kick out and expel all those pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Now, can you believe such a donkey? You more busy, you don't know where to park your rifle, busy with Stormy and busy with how many other prostitutes, and you want to kick out and expel these people demonstrating for Palestine. So that is what we have, bunch of donkeys in most countries, remember that, running for elections. So Almighty Allah states, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ That the Satan, he will beautify and adorn and embellish the places of vices. You're traveling on the highway, suddenly you see big, big lights flashing. You look, it's a casino. You're traveling in the city center, suddenly you will see some big lights and so forth. Escort agency or adult club or adult place and so forth and all. All the satanic places. So remember, that is the job of Satan, Lucifer, and his cronies. Inna shaitana lakum aduun. Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan is your enemy, O human beings. Fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Treat him as your enemy. Therefore, as Muslims, before we recite the noble Quran, we read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya Allah, that we seek your protection from Satan, Shaitan, the accursed one, who will never ever see Jannah and paradise. He was there, but he was jealous, arrogant. Allah expelled him forever. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam made a mistake. فَنَسِيَ آدَمُ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ أَزْمَى He forgot about the prohibition. We transferred him here to this world, and he is still ma'asum and protected by Almighty Allah. So treat all these people, the agents of Satan, as your enemy. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ innama fahasar and qasar. He is only inviting his party. His party, Hizbu Shaitan, the Kufar, Shias, the Jutlas, and the Christians, and the Mushrikeen, and idol worshippers, liyakudu min ashabi sa'ir, so that they can be from the companions of the blazing fire, the furnace, and the inferno. Alladhina kafaru, those people who are sane and mature, and they died on any ism besides Islam, lahum adhabun shadeed, for them is a severe, severe punishment. Allah protect us. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Allah save us, protect us from Jahannam, the fire, and the hellfire. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those who have true iman. You study the entire Quran Sharif, you will see always Allah speaks of success connected to iman. Islam is our identity, that's the external, but the iman will be the motivating force in the real criteria. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those people who possess true iman and they continue. You students, ulama, don't translate. You must remember and do continue and do righteous deeds. No. You must place and use the word continue. And wa amilu salihat, they continue with the righteous deeds. Lahum maghfirah, for them is forgiveness. For them is satari. Allah will forgive them. Allah will conceal their vices and sins. Antal ghaffar, antal satar, ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, we beg of you. Today is Wednesday. After Zuhr, right till Asr, duas are accepted. So beg Almighty Allah Jalla wala for forgiveness. We are guilty as charged, Ya Allah. No mitigating circumstances. We confess and we admit to our vices, but we know that you are ghaffar. Allahumma ghfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhartu wa ma asrartu wa ma a'lantu wa ma a'lamu bihi minni. Ya Allah, I ask you for forgiveness for all my vices, the past, the present, the future, what we committed privately, what we committed publicly, and the sins we forgot, but you know about it, you forgive us. Ya Allah, Ya Anta Sattar, that Allahumma astur jami'a zunubi wa uyubi. Ya Allah, you cover and conceal all my vices and shortcomings and weaknesses, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the year after. Maghfirah has all these meanings. So maghfirah can mean forgiveness and can mean covering, concealing. Wa ajrun kabir, and a magnificent, spectacular reward from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah maj'alna minhum, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us from those people. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the 20th Zulqada, 1445, GG, the Gaza genocide, day number 236. We say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. We salute the Egyptian soldier, the Western media, and the Arab world, like Egypt, Saudi, and them are covering the story. They don't speak because they are the agents of Israel and America, the haramis and the super terrorists. One Egyptian soldier killed one Jutla and dispatched him straight to hell and Jahannam and injured seven others. One, two of them are already in transit to Jahannam and they are seriously injured. So well done. But the Sisi, Murtad, and the traitor government of Egypt run by the Pharaoh Sisi, the Jew, and Harami, Ibnul Yahudiya, his mother was a Jewess, they just covered everything as though as nothing happened. After the massacre in Gaza, there in Rafah, another massacre last night, and 21 to 25 people were martyred and massacred. Israel denies it because the haramis remember that. And what does the U.S. do? U.S. say they will continue giving military support to Israel. Yesterday, if you know United Nations, sometime they go to Security Council, and sometime they have a closed-door meeting. So yesterday they had a closed-door meeting, Algeria said action must be taken against Israel for its war crimes and crimes against humanity and genocide and all the other crimes they committed, the apartheid terrorist rogue Nazi regime, Hitler's children. So America said no, this is yesterday. Biden and company said no, Israel has not still crossed the red line. So you have two donkeys there who are running for elections. One is Trump, Republican, and one is Biden, Democrat. You American Muslims and people of justice, if you got any brains, these are political prostitutes. And remember that they are financed by AIPAC and the Jutlas and the Jews, so you should rather vote for Kennedy or go there. You have a column, non-committed, and I don't vote. You are all rubbish as far as I'm concerned. And you in Britain, your elections is coming on July the 4th. You should not be voting for Sunak. Send him there to Rwanda or back to India, the fool. And remember, you should not be voting for the Labour. They are 100% pro-Israel and Haramis. Rather vote for George Galloway, or don't vote at all, or go and spoil your vote. So that's my message to you in America and Britain. Spain, Norway and Ireland yesterday recognized Palestine as an independent state officially. Well done to you. We salute you, congratulate you. And remember that the Haaretz newspaper, the Jutla newspaper, left-wing, in the editorial they write, fire Ben-Gvir, the thug. You see the words they use for them. He's a thug, he's a terrorist, and he is a liability for Israel and humanity at large. So that is what their own newspaper is saying. So Israel threatened the ICC prosecutor. The Guardian newspaper carried that article, Karim Khan. Karim Khan is no Muslim. You Muslims are very naive and simple in most parts of the world. He is a Qadiani, and Qadianis are out of the fold of Islam. And the Haaretz newspaper carried this article, the greatest threat to Israel is not Hamas, the greatest threat to Israel is Benjamin Netanyahu. He's not Netanyahu, his original name, Benjamin Ney, or whatever the hell his name is. So we ask him, how many babies have you killed today, O Harami, butcher of Gaza and war criminal? Bibi will be losing a very, very great ally of his, and that is Italy's Meloni. Slowly, slowly, they're all smelling the baloney that the war criminals and super terrorists are who? Are Israel. Therefore, Macron said what happened in Rafah is outrageous, and immediately there should be a ceasefire. Israel spied, okay, I told you that one on Karim Khan for years and so forth. Two Ghazans, listen to the story, you Jutlas, Haramis, in your Haaretz newspaper. You know, they can just pick up any Palestinian. Two brothers from Gaza taken to jail, and they beat them up so much before they could reach the prison, they were martyred already by the Israelis. And you come and tell me that this is the most moral army in the world, and you come and tell me the democracy there in Israel, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. You must never feel shy, O Muslim, O people of justice. The greatest terrorists on earth are America and Israel. They have wage war against Islam, and we must say loudly, boldly, that McDonald's haram, and KFC haram, Starbucks haram, everything to do with America and Israel. We must bring them to their knees. قَاتِئُوا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَمَرِكِيِّينَ وَإِسْرَائِيلِيِّينَ. De-dollarize. You're going for Hajj, all that. You're going overseas, Dubai, and here and there. So to London, and where have you? For what you have to take the dollar? You are just giving them more oxygen. So use the euro, use the pound, use your rent. You must remember that. So get rid of these dollars. We must bring them back to their knees, and we teach them a lesson. Our beloved country, South Africa, today, 29th of May, and it's elections day. I voted already Monday because we're an old topa, opa, you know. So special votes. You're going to vote today for those of you who vote. So remember, 28th May, million people are eligible to vote. They have registered. So first lesson for you. Don't rely on that pen that they give you. The ink, it evaporates. And then they can make dandli. Dandli means rig the elections. You see, take your own pen. The first time I read it was Monday morning or Sunday night in Afrikaans newspaper I read it. Bring your pen. You understood? That's why I'm telling all you voters, Muslim, non-Muslim, don't trust the ANC and the IEC and them. You must remember what I'm going to tell you now will still shock you. So remember, that's number one. Number two, before you go for your voting from 7 to 9, know which party you're going to vote for. Believe you me, I've been there already. There are 3 ballot papers. If you're going to go study there are 50 parties. Parties there competing, you will get so confused and your fuses will get blown. So before you go there, know which party or parties you're going to vote for. So that's my advice to you. I sent out something yesterday on my Twitter account, X and Telegram, and to all the groups, thousands and thousands of people. Oh, my beloved South African, my South African compatriots. You know, Cyril, how he shoots us left, right and center. Listen nicely to me, AK, what I'm telling you. Question, is South Africa a country or a company? Question, is South Africa a country or a company? According to well-researched documents, and it has been proven, South Africa is not a country as me and you understand it. It's a company, and it's registered there in America. And who are the directors? Go find, go see all the names there. Rupert's name is there. Cyril's name is there. DA's name is there. EFF Malema's name is there. Do you understand where this country is going to if you keep on voting like sheep? Therefore, I'm very happy to tell you from 1994, I voted in most elections and some elections I didn't vote, but I never ever voted ANC. I never ever voted DA. I never ever voted EFF. Our fatwa and verdict for this year's elections is to vote for the DA is absolutely haram, is a vote for genocide. And yesterday I sent out that the parties that are supporting DA and Israel. So don't be fooled. You want that document? Just say South Africa, country or company. Just put SA company, we will send it to you. And all of you who I sent it to, forward it. So before you go for voting, open your eyes. Don't let them make you fools. The king of Saudi Arabia, he's in Sakarat. I believe some people say he might be dead already, but I don't believe that. But he is definitely very, very ill. So he decides before he dies, let me do one good deed. So he invited 1,000 people from Palestine to go and perform Hajj. So that they do every year. 1,000, they should have invited 100,000 from Palestine, but they have to take permission from Israel. You know how it is. Listen to this story, all you Salafis, all you Muslims who think that the kingdom of Saudi Arabia and MBS is a good guy. Pakka murtad harami shaitan, wa man shakka fi kufri fa wa murtadun. So this yesterday, day for yesterday or whatever, in this week, one guy who belongs to the royal family, Saud bin Abdul Aziz, and the name continues, you don't have to worry about that. Saud bin Abdul Aziz was assassinated. You see that? Who told you? The Arab press. Now you don't read Arabic newspapers and so forth and so on. So Saud bin Abdul Aziz was assassinated. Why was he assassinated? MBS now knows it's the time I have to act, you see? So anybody who is a threat to me, he opposed, remember, MBS, and told him what you are doing is unacceptable, and we will not allow you to become king and so forth. So now liquidation and elimination process takes place. If you are a threat to him, to MBS, in Saudi Arabia, he'll finish you up. But other people want to finish him up. So Saudi Arabia heading for civil war, and you Salafi scholars who have sold your soul to the devil and shaitan. I challenge any one of you, Salafis, scholars and mufatiyas, taking money from Ahle Saud. Allahumma ahlik Ahle Saud, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. Don't you feel ashamed also? The Pope apologizes for calling the gays Morphies. You understood? He used one term there. I translated it as Morphies and what have you. Russia. From Russia with love. So Russia rejects niqab ban. They told Russia must ban the niqab. Putin told them go to hell. I am one who may be the leader of these Muslims. Putin, I invite you to Islam. They tell me your wife is Muslim. Imran Khan said so. We don't know if it's true. So you must become Muslim and you become Amirul Jaish, our commander in chief, so we can sort out these Americans and Israelis and all these people. Putin warned all these Mickey Mouse countries in the European Union, if you're going to allow arms to go to Ukraine and they're going to use it in Russia, I'm coming straight for you. Now we'll see. Trump was, you must remember, addressing the Jewish donors yesterday, and Trump told them, if I'm elected and president of America, all these demonstrators who are pro-Palestine, I will expel them, as though as America belongs to him. Another harami, prostitute. He loves prostitutes. Senator Schumer, so he is of the Republicans, he says, don't invite BB, don't invite him to America, he's not our friend, he's not our ally. So the Jerusalem Post wrote one beautiful article yesterday. They say how ironic it will be. Bibi, Netanyahu, Ben-Gvir, all terrorists and Smotrich, another harami, they will become the catalyst for the Palestinian state. More and more countries are moving in that direction because they don't want Israel settlers to come and steal more and more land and more Palestinians, put them in jail and so forth. So Trump was in court yesterday. So Trump called his lawyer, Cohen, who paid that $130,000 or whatever dollars to Stormy Daniels, the prostitute. So I don't use no other word for her. She's a prostitute. So now what the lawyer said, listen to the term. They said, no, Cohen, the lawyer, is a gloat. What means gloat? The greatest liar on earth. You see that? So the greatest liar on earth. So that is all their action and so forth. Venezuela say EU, the European Union inspectors and supervisors not welcome for the elections. Mexican elections going to take place also. Regarding our programs for today, remember Wednesday will be 8:30 to 9, Mona Zaid will interview Mona Musa Akudi. Mona Musa Akudi is there in Medina Munawwara. Allah Jalla Wala accept everyone's Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat, and protect the Haramain Sharifain, Majlul Aqsa, and all our Masajid. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2, inshallah, will be our Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Those of you who want to get your radios tuned up, so remember today there's no driver to take all those people around. So you want to meet Dawood Wandley or Bilal, so both of them will be there in the studio from 9 o'clock onwards, and all day they should be there, inshallah. Our studios are there, 2 Grace Avenue, behind the Wenwood Mall and where the Musalla Abu Bakr is. Dawood Wandley's number, cell number 063-403-2743. Tomorrow, Thursday, Dawood Wandley will be in Overport and in Musgrave, inshallah. And on Friday, he will be there in Parlock and Reservoir Hills. That's Dawood Wandley, inshallah. Bilal will be there in our studios today, tomorrow, Friday. So Bilal's number is 082-099-0023, 082-099-0023. And our Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, so he comes here 2 o'clock. Allah alone knows how many jinnats he meets. So 084-304-0795 for you in lands and surroundings. Junaid Khan, 084-304-0795. So that is our message. And for voting, you want to send, ask them questions, you don't want to stand too long in the queue, then there's a toll-free number, 080-011-8000. 080-011-8000. Ma Salim Kareem, we have 15, 16 minutes, inshallah. So let's fire up with the questions, inshallah. Make dua for our beloved country, South Africa, that there will be no violence, looting, plundering, and so forth. Yesterday, one Muslim brother, Monday, got shot here in Fordsburg. So sometimes you think we are already in a state of anarchy and so forth. Allah protect us all. Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala alone is, you must remember, the best protector, and He is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. Read the dua now with me. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you, Ya Allah, alone and exclusively are the most merciful one to show mercy.
Mufti Saab, please announce to those in the Ummah who are intending to vote for Rai Zamzansi to keep in mind that they are funded by the Oppenheimers.
Remember, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I just told you now, everybody who is part of the DA and pro-Israel and they are pro-American and so forth, our suggestion, we can only suggest to you, you should never ever vote for them, remember that. And you should know who the donors are and so, and who has made South Africa, the country, into a company. So go read that document, your eyes will open up and understand that true politics and all these Maulvis and sheikhs and imams running around here and there and announcing vote for the government and so, they're getting money from the government. So don't be fooled by them. They are the same people who close our mosque. They are the same people, they can't even publicly say that the Shias are kuffar. They are scholars for dollars, and there's no doubt I'm prepared to challenge them anytime on radio. You must remember public debate on these issues about the masjid and about this. You must remember Shia and about MBS and all that. Hopeless characters they are.
Mufti Saab, if we don't sleep in Muzdalifa because we were spoiled with comfort in all our lives, will we be sinful?
You're committing a major, major sin, and them will be compulsory upon you. Hajj is not some honeymoon or some holiday, you know. Quran Kareem states, Surah 3, verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately for Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yuhbibkum Allah, you become the beloved of Allah, Jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum zunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. Surah 3, verse 31. Hadith in Sahih Muslim, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Khudu anni manasikakum. All of you going for Hajj, you already in Medina Munawwara, Makkah, study the Hajj of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and perform it aqrab, to the nearest we can. Therefore, make 6-day Hajj intention. You want to just make damadam Hajj? No, I don't want to go here. It's better you don't go for Hajj. You sit here and waste, instead of wasting your money and so forth. Your pride, your arrogance don't want you to go. For what is your labbaik? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik means whatever you say, Ya Allah Jalla wala. Whatever you said, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm prepared. You say walk, I will walk. You say run, I'll run. You say sleep on the land and sand, I will sleep. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ أَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْأَرِ الْحَرَامِ. Almighty Allah mentioned Surah 2, verse 198. Now you went to Arafat. After sunset, remember, you're not going to read Maghrib in Arafat. You're going to read Maghrib and Isha there. You're going to spend the night there. Minimum till midnight. That is Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, and then you continue. Hanafis, you stay there till Fajr. You read Fajr Salat there. You don't do that, dam is compulsory. It's such a defective Hajj. It's better that if you're going with such a negative frame of mind, you better make sincere tawbah and ask yourself, you're going for holiday or what? So therefore, I say that 2 million tourists go for Hajj, and you get maybe 100,000 people going for Hajj. Majority are tourists, holiday makers, just come there, waste time and so forth. Don't want to spend time in Mina, don't want to sleep in Muzdalifa. Story time. 25-30 years ago, I can't remember now. So remember, I was there in Muzdalifah. My Maimon brothers were there from Malawi. So all 5-star hotel guys, you know, millionaires. So I told them, put your hajj mat, and now I gave a talk little bit and sleep. You say, Maketa Sarkaina Ache, I can't sleep here. Yeah. I said, Ba, you want to sleep, don't sleep, it's your business, me, I'm sleeping. So I slept. Allah Ta'ala woke me up 2:30, 3 o'clock early morning, whole lot sleeping and snoring, you see. So I woke them up. Come on, uto, uto. Why? Because now they in Muzdalifah, there's big rush for the bathrooms and so forth and so on, you see. So the one brother from Malawi, he say, you know, Igal Karnava used to tell us that we sleeping 5-star, 5-star, Medina, Makkah, all. But when you go for Hajj, you will see 13, 12 stars. He said, last night I couldn't sleep, so I started counting the stars. And for real, I counted 13 stars. Pachinandar Achivi. Then I slept, you see. That's the best sleep you will get because you're so tired. But that is what Hajj is all about. Don't go look for loopholes and shortcuts. That's not a hajj, that is a honeymoon and holiday, and that type of hajj, Allah alone knows what reward you will get, or wabal, punishment you will get for desecrating the hajj ibadat and undermining it.
Mufti Sahib, if a married lady has no children but has a brother and sister and parents and passes away, how is her shares distributed?
So it's straightforward. You must remember that if she has her husband and she has her parents, so in a case like that, so and she has brothers, sisters, siblings, but no children, so then you call that, you must remember, mas'alatan, umriyatan, and so forth. Now, already technical jargon, you don't have to worry. After the funeral expenses, burial expenses, all the debts of the deceased, and so forth, and wasiya. So wasiya means that she bequeathed to non-heirs, or she bequeathed to her brothers, sisters, who are not heirs in this case. The father, biological father, will then deprive them all the siblings. And then, maximum 1/3 from the net estate. So then you make 6 shares. How many shares? 6 shares. So from the 6 shares, 3 will go to the husband because 50%. And remember, there's no children, so he gets 50%. That's enshrined in the Quran. And then 3 shares are left, 2 for the biological father and 1 for the mother. Straightforward. 6 shares, 3 shares for husband, 2 shares for father, and 1 share for mother, and siblings, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, make dua for your brother, sister who passed away. So remember, so that is how it works. In this case, it's a sister, so make dua for her.
Mufti Sahab, if you don't have any sons, only daughters, so does the daughters inherit from either mother or father?
100% Quran says, Falahannis, if there's only one biological daughter, not adopted daughter and stepdaughter and foster daughter, your biological daughter, so she will inherit 1/2, 50%. If there are 2 or more daughters, Suluthan, so they will inherit 2/3, remember that. Then we will see who is there. So now you passed away and there's no one left there. Only the daughters are there. And then you, the deceased, you have brothers, sisters. So if she has brothers, the deceased has brothers only, the 1/3 remainder residue will go to the brothers. If they are sisters only, the remainder 1/3 residue will go to the sisters. Asabama al ghair. Anyway, that's all technical jargon. You wouldn't understand this. And then third one will be that you have brothers and sisters with your daughters. So in a case like that, then remember that the ratio for that 1/3 residue will be 2:1 for the siblings. If the spouse is alive, so husband passed away, he left wife, daughters, and siblings. So in a case like that, the wife will get to 1/8, so 12.5%. 2/3 will go to the daughters and the residue will go to the brothers, sisters, because there's no parents. So that is how it works, and you should understand it. They must inherit, provided that they are Muslim and they're alive, so they must inherit.
Mufti Sahab, my mother is deceased. When she was alive, she gifted her jewelry set to her son. After her demise, her son and 2 daughters agreed that the 2 bangles should be given to the 2 sisters. Mom also had a pair of gold earrings. It was with the big daughter. The earrings have been misplaced. What must be done in this case?
My advice to you will be, because all this is to cause lot of family feuds and so forth and so on. Number one, your beloved mother passed away. We can never forget our beloved mother or beloved father. Daily you should be reading Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Now let me get the story straight. If I make a mistake, Mohan Salim, just rectify me, please. So now our beloved mother, I'll just say my mother, right? So she gave me, I'm the son, two bangles, right? So once she gave it to me, I took possession, I'm the owner. So now I'm a generous guy, right? So now I say, no, Dad, you know, me, my daughters, we made Mashura, and now we consulted. You say, okay, I want to give it to my sisters and so forth. So all that is your prerogative, it's fine. But in all this, now this argument that would be about the earrings, they say they must place it, which I call a very funny story, you understood? Only now they realize they must place it. Remember that must be in some safe or some vault or some pala-pala business took place under the matras and under the mattress. You know how things work. So all of you are sane and mature. I'm speaking of the A's, okay? So in Islam, pay attention to what I'm saying now. In Islam, if all the heirs, mother passed away, Allah granted Jannatul Firdaus, you the sons, the daughters, all of you sit and have a meeting. Once you are sane, once you are mature, and you come to an amicable agreement, you take this, you take this, you take that, we all are happy, no one is giving up his share under duress and so forth and so on, so then it's permissible, you avoid all the family feuds and so forth. You got it? My beloved father passed away in 1982, Ramadan. I got my two sisters, my two brothers, I said, see, this is how the shares work. Me, I walk out. You understood? Give me daddy's raincoat and give me daddy's phone. Daddy's watch, you see? Seiko watch it was. So I took that and I said, this is how the shares will work. You're all happy? They said, happy. I said, finish. There's the estate done and dusted. You see? You just need one person to sort everything out. So I don't know you, but I want to sort your problem out. So all of you sit in today's holiday. You got enough time. Elections will take half an hour, 1 hour. So sit as a family and use your brains and read 2 rakat salat and beg Allah Jalla Wala for assistance. Say that let us sit and rather I give up my share a little bit, but I maintain the unity in the family. Then everybody carrying on like a madcap, I want this, I want this, I want this, and the whole family will be fragmented and disunited. Always remember that. Allah give you tawfiq.
What happens to that gold earring that has been lost?
Remember,
who is going to be responsible for that?
The person who had that gold earring and so forth, remember, there was negligence, and definitely it seems to be negligence, then you have to reimburse all the other heirs. That is, it was not, you didn't, mummy didn't give it to you as an owner. Mummy gave it to you as an amanat, as a trust. And when anybody, Mohammed Salim Karim gave me this watch as a trust, and he went for Hajj Umrah, and I didn't bother, I just left it here, and there it got stolen or misplaced, so I have to reimburse Maulana. And if I put it in my vault, in my safe, and then Allah forbid there was a robbery and, you know, theft, and then I'm not responsible. In this case, the way it seems that there is negligence, so you, that daughter or whoever else, you are responsible. You have to reimburse all the other heirs their share.
Mufti Sahab, what happens on the day of Qurbani? My sheep is sick. Do I wait for him to get well or slaughter or purchase another animal?
So maybe he will recover, you know, like King Salman, you understood? Or maybe like the Jutla is in transit to Jahannam. I like that term, you understood? So the one brother said there are 10 Jutlas died and 11 of them are in transit to Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, we say Allahu Akbar. Papa, Allah gave you so much money and now you're asking me your sheep is sick and all that. See, I show you Quran. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتٍ. When you spend in the path of Allah, spend the best. as Quran Sharif says so. Hadith Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. When you spend in the path of Allah, spend that which is pure, good, wholesome, and so forth. Not something that is bad and all that, then you spend it. Allah don't like that. Allah don't accept it. Wala tayammamul khabis. Don't give defective things in the path of Almighty Allah. Allah rejects that. Surah number 2 and verse number 267. Chapter 2, verse 267. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Ulama wrote, listen quickly before I run away for Fajr Salat. Our Fajr changed now, 6:20. So mashallah we got, but we have to finish on time. So some ulama said it's hadith, but it's not hadith. Ahsanul Fatawa, Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib wrote a wonderful tahqiq and research on it. Azzimu dhahayakum, fa innaha matayakum. Choose nice, healthy animals. That will be your means of conveyance straight to Jannah. Now you take a cow that is in Sakarat, a sheep that's in Sakarat. You might fall, the sheep might fall, and both of you fall. So just buy another one, and that other one there, when Qurbani is finished or now, just it make it there. Is today is a public holiday. Just slaughter it, mashallah, and then make one nice braai and all that. And who you voted for? So I can't tell you who I voted. Read Allahumma khiril. How many people sending me message? Who you voted for? So I give them one answer. Read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Ya Allah, select the best for me and choose for me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.